What can I get you this fine morning? Don't worry if you need a second. I have all the time in the world. Whoa, are you recording this?
Oh.
Am I being monitored for quality assurance?
No, no.
Hello? Hello, testing. What can I get you this fine morning, sir? You know, that's a kid's menu, right?
Yeah.
I get it. It's early. So you're just starting your day, or did you just get off?
Oh, I don't know if I ever get off. They call, I go, you know.
So what is it you do?
I'm a driver.
Oh, like a chauffeur. You drive around important people.
I guess I do.
Anyone I'd know?
I hope not.
Well, aren't you mysterious?
Maybe.
Maybe? So when was the last time you hit the road just for fun?
Yesterday.
I'm jealous. Sometimes all I want to do is head west on 20 in a car I can't afford with a plan I don't have. Just me, my music, and the road.
I'd like that too.
So you decided anything yet?
You are so beautiful.
You just decided that. Oh, well, thank you. Oh, I'm sure you don't mean it.
I do mean it. Jonathan?
Oh, sorry. You know, this isn't my badge. I've only just started here.
As a Jonathan?
Yeah, as a Jonathan. Well, if you have any more questions, just holler.
Much, ladies and gentlemen, right now I got to tell you about the fabulous, most groovy Bell Bottoms. Bell Bottoms.
Howdy, my friends. It is I, your faithful host, Kirsten C., which can mean only one thing, and that is, it is time for the Music Savage Show. I hope you're all ready for another issue of the Music Savage Show. So happy to have your company, and thank you, Ryan, for letting me coming on air and taking your place this morning. Yes, normally Pete would be followed by Ryan, and here I am, sitting in for a couple more hours of DJ time. We started that show with a scene from Baby Driver. I love Baby Driver. I just think the soundtrack to that movie was spectacular. I liked it so much that I went back and saw it again. And what I particularly appreciate is that all the music was organized up front, and then the movie revolved around the selection of music and how to make it work rather than after the fact. So, how about if we continue on with that soundtrack?
of the busiest rhymes ever made by man. I'm going into this mic written by this hand. I'm coming out of this mouth made by this tongue. I tell you now, my man, my name is Young. But so you think that this is your destiny to get the best of me. But I suggest to be quiet, bro. Don't even try it from the east and west of me. Taking it and never breaking it, or even shaking it. Grooving it and always moving it, cause I'm not faking it. Pulling out rhymes like books off the shelf. Born in England, raised in Holland, talk to go for myself. This is stone cold rhyming, no frills, no fluffs. And it's no accident that these rhymes sound tough. I'm going off, baby, there's no turning back. I'm on your TV, on your album, cassette, and 8-track. And when the show is finally finished, I'll be taking my bow. My name is Jungle, yo, I got no how. You know what I'm saying? I got no how. Party people. Just like this, I got juice like the president. I'm making rappers hesitant. Invite me to your house and I'll be chilling like a resident. Yes, cause I'm that type of man. Cause I make myself at home no matter where I am. I got it rolling like thunder, making y'all wonder why I'm on top with all the other rappers under. I make no errors, mistakes, or blunders. It's like a wedding, let no man put asunder. My name is Young and see, I like to rock right well. Cause when I get up on the mic, I just release my spell. It's no hocus pocus, I just get you into focus and swarm all over you just like a horde of locusts. Smooth operator, female persuader. Spot a fly girl and in a week I'm on a data. I got the kind of style for the here and the now, and I can do it cause I got no how. You know what I'm saying? I got no how. Party people, I got no how. Bust it. Cause I know what I'm doing. I treat them like government gum and start chewing. I spit them out when the flavor's gone, and I repeat the chewing process till the break of dawn. Cause I'm tough like a bone, sly like Stallone, rocking and clocking on the microphone. Smooth like a mirror and hearts that strike terror. Rhymes like runs and hits with no errors. Cold like a blizzard on the mic. I am the wizard with the funky fresh rhymes coming out of my gizzard. It never sneezing, never coughing. I rock the mic often. Hard as a rock and no sign I'll soften. Making sure I get respect on my mind. Rhymes connect. I start to build like a builder from an architect. Moving all around, above and under the ground. You see my face and then you hear my sound coming at ya with the mic in hand. I'm gonna take command just the way I plan, cause I'm a one man band and you are my fan. Don't you understand? I'm like Superman. You're the man of steel. Don't you know the deal? You better be for real. I got sex appeal. This is what I feel and this here's my vow. And now you know the brother with no how. You know what I'm saying? I got no how and I'm chilling, never illing. In my mouth I got two feelings. Whatever, I'm on a mic, cold stone, getting over. My name is Young, I see known as the Fly Casanova. Kick it.
Those were some of the songs from the soundtrack of Baby Driver. Again, a movie that I really enjoyed. I enjoyed the music and have continued to listen to a lot of that soundtrack. And there is, of course, a earworm song, Baby, and that was in that scene that I played. B-A-B-Y, Baby. But that was not in the set that I just played. What was in the set that I just played? We started with Bell Bottoms by John Spencer, Blues Explosion. After that, Every Little Bit Hurts, Brenda Holloway. Hocus Pocus by Focus. And then Know How, Young MC. And keeping up a little bit with this movie theme, in the background here, I have Matinee Idols. It is the title of a CD by Four Piece Suit. And so there are these movie theme instrumental songs that I can play in the background and talk over. Before I continue on my set, Ryan and I actually one day were both independently subbing for two different shows that were not either one of our shows. So I was subbing for Joyce the Voice and introduced the next DJ, and he came in and said, well, that was nice, but I'm not that DJ. I actually am on Friday mornings. And then we became fast friends. So we've managed to catch a few shows together because there is so much good live music out there. And the beauty of seeing live music is that you can really feel the synergy between the bands that are playing. You can experience songs that are not in recording or things and antics that happen on stage that you wouldn't hear on a recording. So with that, I actually have, did I just say this already? We did see Lily Hyatt together. And so Lily Hyatt is where I am going to continue this show. Somehow I managed to get her halfway through her song already, but here we go.
Girl, I would've given it times sit beside, but I do not know. Do they find out I've been there before? But I can't tell you what's beyond that door. Mallory, where will your feet turn when you go south? I feel you so burn. Does it seem lonely? I've been there before, but I can't tell you what might be in store. May you be aware. Will they find something else to hold on to? May you be well. May you be well. You may find love. You may find pain. Might make you bleed. That fire inside of you I may never know, but I'm beside you forevermore. May you be well.
You chasing a dream down a one-way street. I'm
Every year, 600 puppies die with every dollar not donated to WMFO. Luckily, there's hope. Support us with your credit card online at www.support.wmfo.org or make a check out to the Trustees of Tufts College and mail it to WMFO Attention Donation P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155.
I am back here, sitting in the squeaky chair for Ryan. Ryan is just a blast to go hear live music with. As I say about Ryan, some people wear their heart on their sleeve. He wears his on his chest. And by that, I mean, I have yet to see him without a concert t-shirt on or a band name on his t-shirt. Shovels and Rope is a favorite. I think he might have the largest Shovels and Rope t-shirt collection other than perhaps one of their mothers. So we have managed to catch a few shows together, and it's all good. So we started that set with Lily Hyatt, who we'd seen at Atwood's, and that was Everything I Had. Following that, Charles Bradley, not because we saw Charles Bradley together, but it does kind of feed into the story as I'm going to continue. And so that was Charles Bradley Changes, which I know is a song that means a lot to both Pete and Ryan. So it was nice to add it to that set. After that was First Aid Kit to a Poet. And First Aid Kit is coming to town, House of Blues, February 7th. So I know I already have my ticket, and I think Ryan is planning on being there as well. But we were actually at House of Blues not that long ago for The Lone Bellow and The Wild Reeds. And I had not been familiar with The Lone Bellow. And that is a group that he apparently has heard many, many times. And just what a great show that was. And I specifically picked that song, May You Be Well, because I feel as if The Lone Bellow were influenced somewhat by Charles Bradley, and particularly that song Changes spoke to me about May You Be Well. When I listened to them right after each other, I would say that they sounded maybe a little bit more different than alike, but having First Aid Kit in between them made me feel like they really speak to each other. After that was the Wild Reeds, who are just wonderful, and they have three front singers who seamlessly change places and just do a wonderful job on vocals, and they had a horizontal accordion of some kind. And this particular song, I do tend to go into the bluegrass and country and western, and Ryan turned to me and said, well, this is probably the most country and western that of their set. So I said, yeah, and that's why I'll be playing it on your show. So, and then Handle With Care. So the Traveling Wilburys, I did go to the Tom Petty tribute that was at Club Passim recently. It was really an enjoyable event. I really, really liked it. There were 33 different musicians, and they were doing a bit of just rotating through, playing 33 songs, each in their own style, not trying to be Tom Petty, which was really wonderful. And there were women and duos and all kinds of talented musicians up there. The funny thing is I was explaining this to Ryan in between the Wild Reeds and The Lone Bellow, and I'm just chatting away, and he starts laughing. I mean, I don't know why he's laughing. And then finally he had to point out to me that as I was telling the story about Tom Petty, they were playing Tom Petty in the background, but I was so wrapped up in my story that I hadn't really noticed that. So Traveling Wilburys, and I think that's just a super, super fun CD. I never get tired of listening to that. So then going forward, yes, once again, if you thought this was Kirsten doing the Ryan show, it's Ryan guiding Kirsten doing the Ryan show, because he sent me a bunch of songs that are all good, just kind of wham, 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 wham. So we're going to listen to some music that that he suggested. He didn't require me to play this for his show, but I really enjoy sending music back and forth, and that's how I learn about music. But before I continue, this is Kirsten. I am sitting in the squeaky chair on the Music Savage. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Cold, weary old bones, I know you're tired and you wanna go home. take us down, I will build us a home. Oh, bless my soul. The night was black as pitch when I'd give my girl a kiss and go whistling up the hill back to my place. It was just a mile or two, and the Appalachian dew would hang heavy in a mist upon my face. I learned the mud holes and the ditches, the shortcuts and the fences. I could even cross old Elk Fork on a log. But what I always feared the most, more than old Dark Holler's ghost, was earning Zory Snake.